Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up our week of broadcast that we've been focused on a powerful wisdom and looking at some scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul writes, and he talks about not speaking with wise and persuasive words, at least not according to the wisdom of the world, but speaking with a powerful wisdom, a wisdom which comes from God. And today we're going to look specifically at a wisdom of the Spirit. God has given us His Spirit for our good, and we would do well to recognize the power that exists as we listen, as we obey, as we submit ourselves to the leading of God's Spirit and through His Word. We talked yesterday specifically about the wisdom of God's Word. And today we want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." We've talked this week about a wisdom that has been hidden from the rulers of this age. A wisdom that's revealed in God's Word. A wisdom that God says is revealed through His Spirit. Now, as we consider what that looks like, so I just had a screen pop up. As we consider what that looks like in our everyday life, we realize that we have access to the mind of God. Not that our mind is anywhere near the comprehension level as what His is, but as His Spirit dwells within us, this text says that the Spirit knows and searches the things of God, the mind of God, even the deep things. One of the things that we realize as we live the Christian life is that, well, it's tough to do on our own. I would say it's actually impossible to do on our own. And God has equipped us so that we don't have to. We don't even have to make that attempt. As those listening to Peter and the apostles on the day of Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus heard the news of who Jesus was, of what Jesus had done, of His crucifixion, of His death, burial, and resurrection, they cry out wanting to know what it is that they can do, what it is they must do. And Peter's response is that they should repent and be baptized, every one of them, for the forgiveness of their sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And God has promised to pour His Spirit within the lives of each believer. As our sins are washed away, as the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, His Spirit takes up residence within our life. A friend of mine, Dean Troon, used to say, if God went to all of that effort to put His Spirit within you, you kind of have to think He has a thing or two to say every once in a while. And when we live life according to our own wisdom, we will stumble and fall. Our wisdom is incomplete. It's constantly changing. We're constantly learning new things. But God's wisdom sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. It's an everlasting wisdom. It's a wisdom of full and complete knowledge and understanding. And when we choose to live by a wisdom of the Spirit, we're spending time in God's Word and allowing His Spirit to convict us, to transform us, to whittle away the roughness, to shape us more and more into the image of Christ. Every generation needs people who live and speak by the wisdom of God's Spirit. But it's not a task reserved for a select few. It's unfortunately only a select few that have chosen to do so in most generations. But every believer, it's that promise that God made through Peter that when you repent and are immersed into Christ, not only are your sins forgiven, you're filled, you're gifted with the Spirit of God. And when God talks through the book of James about those lacking wisdom should ask Him, He says He gives generously without finding fault. If you read the book of James, James has a lot to say about the sin of favoritism, of partiality, of treating people differently from one another. Not talking about uniqueness, but about fairness. And that's a whole nother story of the difference. But if God is so concerned about partiality and favoritism, you can be sure that He's not playing favorites. He's not partial about pouring out His Spirit on some who ask and others not so much. It's His nature to give to His children, to love His children. And His Spirit is an incredible gift that's ours for our benefit. And when we walk by the Spirit, when we listen to God's Word, I talked about already this week about, we went through a fad of what would Jesus do, which was a good question to ask. But I believe God's Spirit would continually lead us to ask, what does God's Word say? And the good news is when we're stumped, when we're confused, when we're uncertain, God's Spirit understands the deep things of God. The deep things in His mind, the deep things in His Word. And He resides in us to lead us to a wisdom that is good and godly. As we spend time to praying today, I would encourage you to really consider how much you live by your own wisdom and how much you live by the wisdom of God's Spirit within you. There's a difference. And one of the key elements in noticing that difference is the wisdom all about benefiting me. Or is it about lifting up Jesus? God's wisdom is about making Him known. Ours is generally about making us known. Today, I pray that every one of us would want and live by a wisdom of the Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've known our needs more clearly than we ever could. You realize we cannot walk this life alone. So you've given us your Spirit, but you've also given us one another. You've called us into a body designed to encourage, to equip, to challenge according to your Spirit, according to your Word. Father, as we live with the wisdom of the Spirit, may we recognize that your Spirit never speaks. In contradiction to your Word, that your Spirit reveals your mind and your wisdom to us. So, Father, may we continually be students of your Word as we allow your Spirit to fill us and we walk and listen and obey. Father, as we seek this powerful wisdom, may we recognize the difference between the wisdom of this age and the wisdom that comes from you, a wisdom that is pure and peaceable, a wisdom that is just and right. And Father, as we examine our own life, may we repent and know the forgiveness that you offer for those times where we do live by our own wisdom. Those times when we do pursue the wisdom of this world over the wisdom of your Spirit and the wisdom of your Word. Father, may you help us to not only be students of your Word, but to live by what it says. To transform us from the inside out. Father, as we call upon you to increase our wisdom, may we live with the confidence that you will keep your promise and give that wisdom without finding fault, without partiality or favoritism, but you'll give it generously according to your Word. But Father, may we be good stewards of using that wisdom, of living by that wisdom, of speaking according to that wisdom, of sharing and giving and loving by the wisdom of the Spirit. Father, today I continue to lift up Ukraine and the people of Ukraine, wherever they are right now, and so many have scattered to other countries seeking safety. I pray that you would raise up leaders that would pursue a wisdom of your Word, a wisdom of your Spirit, rather than their own wisdom. I pray that you would bring about an end to this war, a restoration of that which has been destroyed and lost. Father, in the midst of it, may your children continue to lift up Jesus. May they be the light that is desperately needed. And whether it's your children that are living in the midst of the war, or whether it's your children all around the world who are sharing and giving and helping and praying and seeking your face on behalf of those who are struggling and hurting and being displaced. Father, may we, as individuals, as your body, as your children, live differently than that than the ways of the world. May we live differently because we have a different wisdom. And may our wisdom not be of wise and persuasive words according to the wisdom of the world, but may it contain the power of the living God. And because we seek to live by that wisdom, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.